Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios.
We'll do it live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average $470 per year on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings per year from survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Thank you, Fizz. All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. Despite the news of the day, every day, Chris, it just seems as if we get some bad news from somewhere. The world of sports has really taken a beating over the last year and a half or so. And then about Tiger Woods. So just a little crazy. We're going to talk about that. But other than that, man, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, and I'm ready to go. I trashed the NHL on Deadspin today for that debacle at Lake Tahoe.
Now, what was the problem, though? I know that the ice melted.
Right, but okay. They made the players come back eight hours later.
Yeah, okay.
Like, Chris.
That's fair. 8 hours is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that you have to, redress and play, go back and play. I think that's unfair, especially since there were no fans there.
You can figure that 8 hours, you get to go relax, get a bite, you could chill. I'd rather be 8 hours than like three, because three is too short to do.
Yeah, but they played until they were in the dark, is what I'm saying. What was the reason of having to force the game in? Yeah.
Just a mess all the way around.
It's already, the puck is black. You know what I'm saying? We already can't see it.
Right, exactly. All right, well, that's good. I'll have to check that out on Deadspin. But yes, you will be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in the third hour of the show. So get your takes ready and come. Correct. All right, we have Hugh Jackson, friend of the show, former NFL head coach, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. A lot of stuff going on, Rob, with quarterbacks in the NFL, so good time to talk with Hugh. So we will definitely do that. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert has decided to grace us with his presence today. Aren't we lucky?
We need him today, definitely.
I mean, my dude is off so much. I mean, yeah.
Well, I got your manager now, CB. So, I mean, we're chilling.
Exactly. He's on the Chris Broussard plan,
Please, please. All right. We got super producer Rob.
Alex, I didn't mention that I did a 3-hour show in LA today, did I?
No, you did not, but you definitely did one.
Why? Are we trying to compare work ethics? Because I did a 2.5-hour TV show. How about that?
I didn't say anything. I'm talking to Alex.
Rob, let's be real. There's no comparison. You know what I'm saying?
Did I mention you?
I was talking to Alex.
All right, we got Rob G in the house. And, of course, Ralph Irvin on the updates. All right, Rob, you mentioned it. You've got the news of the day. And look, obviously it's sad, tragic news that Tiger Woods was in a solo one-car accident. And apparently it was speeding, and it's a very dangerous area, a lot of curves, and lost control of his vehicle. There were false reports out earlier, one put out by the sheriff's office, that he had to be removed from his car with the jaws of life. And that turns out that was not the case. But whatever the case, he was taken out of the car, brought to the hospital, had two broken legs, and had surgery. Already or is undergoing surgery as we speak. So, look, the good news, Rob, is that he's alive. I mean, I just put it out there.
I mean,
a wreck like that.
Right. Yes. And he was in, was it an SUV? It was a bigger car, which probably helped him, you know, not being in a little car. But it's scary. It's just scary. Like, you realize, and obviously we saw it with Kobe with the helicopter crash, Chris. You could have everything going for you, life, everything, life. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It could be over like that in a flash, like in a flat. And it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you make,
right.
what you got going. It just doesn't. It
You're
really, really.
Right.
That's how precious life is.
And I think I'm sure I wasn't alone in this. And you almost hate to even bring it up, but I did think a lot about the Kobe situation.
Right. That's what
you know. This just brought that back to mind so strong.
And Kobe was cut down so young. Tiger's young. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's very few athletes on that level, and on Kobe's level, and Tiger was one of them. And so, yeah, but thankfully he is alive, and, you know, hopefully there's no paralysis or, you know, I hate to say just broken legs, but you would think that, you know, he'll be able to walk again and be fine. I mean, at this stage, he already had the back issues, and so his career, I don't know if it was in jeopardy, but, you know, obviously he was having trouble staying on the course as it was, so. It's possible, Rob, we've seen the last of Tiger Woods in competitive golf. But if he can, you know, be healthy and go ahead and live, you know, a full life otherwise, then you gladly trade in a golf career for his health and his ability to live, you know, a good full life the rest of the way. So thinking about his golf career, Rob, if we have seen the last of Tiger in competitive golf.
And I don't think it's a stretch that we say that.
I don't think it's a stretch at all. I think it'd probably be a stretch the other way, right?
Right, that he would be able to come back and be close to what he was, even though he hasn't been what he was in his first go-round.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but if we have seen the last of him as a golfer, you know, it's like the Jordan-LeBron debate. Who's the greatest golfer of all time? Is it Tiger Woods or is it Jack Nicklaus? And where are you at on that, Rob?
I think it was clearly in his heyday. I've told you this story a million times. I mean, I remember when he won the Masters the first time and at Augusta. And I got married, Chris. I was on my honeymoon in Japan. I told you, Tiger Woods cost me my marriage. We were watching him win the Masters.
Well, she was watching with you, so that was
you know, good. Yeah, but I should have been doing other
whoopee.
Stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean?
As they used to say on the newlywed game.
Yes, right, making whoopee. We weren't making enough whoopee. We were watching golf on my honeymoon, and it wound up costing me my marriage, Tiger Woods, so I blame it on you. But, you know, Tiger started off unbelievably. I mean, like, you couldn't have had a better start. Here's what hurts him, Chris, and it's not just that he doesn't have more majors than Jack. He went 11 years without winning a major. 11 years.
Well,
that's an unbelievable drought for an all-time great. Over 4,000 days, 11 years of not winning. So, yes, his start was historic, unbelievable, magical. But, man, and if he didn't win that other one, the one that he won a couple of years ago, what was that, two years ago? If he didn't win that one, Chris, he really wouldn't be in that conversation because we would be talking about 13 years now or whatever it is without winning a major. And that's a long time. That's somebody's career. So I would say – you can make a case that he's not because of his finish and last 11 years were way disappointing from his first 9 years.
I think you have to look at it almost like a Sandy Koufax. You know, it was a brief, and his wasn't as brief as Koufax, obviously. But his run, his height, that stretch, no one was better. But
Koufax
didn't play that many
years, though.
Right. I know, like I said, Tiger golfed a lot longer than Koufax.
Right,
but I almost think, Rob, like you mentioned the 11-year drought. I almost think you look at that like Jordan in Washington. I know he ended up winning one a couple years ago. But, like, Tiger just was never the same, Rob. after the whole scandal and everything, he never was the same. And that, and then the injuries obviously start taking their toll even before the scandal. So
right.
yep. I just think that, you know, and again, Jordan never came back and won a championship or anything. But just like I don't hold those Wizards years against Mike, I don't really hold, you know what I mean? Like, I hear what you're saying because you're
right. But the only difference with the Jordan,
we all kind of knew Tiger was, he's kind of done. You know what I mean? Like, we're hoping, is he going to get back? But it was kind of like you knew, he's not the same, you know?
I hear you, but I don't think it's the same in that Mike came back for 2 years. He didn't win. After this whole thing, Woods is going to win 11 years. I'm talking about Chris to win. He was all about majors. That's what it was all about for him. So for him to not be able to win a major for that, that's almost mind-boggling.
But he wasn't that – we all knew he wasn't that good anymore.
No, I know, but that's but it takes away from his greatness a little bit. I'm not saying he wasn't great. You're right. His start was like Sandy Koufax, but Sandy didn't play 10 more years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And not do anything.
Right.
That's what hurts. Because you're right.
Well,
the early comparison is fair, but I got to look it up. Rob G, what did Sandy Koufax play? 9 years, 11 years?
It was brief.
Total?
Yeah. A run of six that was just tremendous. But yeah.
Right.
But here's the interesting thing. And look, I'm not going to act like I'm a golf aficionado. All right. When I, obviously, during my lifetime, it was Tiger Woods. I of course, heard of Jack Nicklaus. I'm a kid in the 70s. I'm not watching golf and, you know, all that, but I know about Jack Nicklaus and all that.
And you know about Arnold Palmer because he mixes lemonade and iced tea.
Yes, that and other things. But when Tiger comes along, I'm older, I'm a little more into golf. Obviously, he's an African-American or Coblin Asian, whatever he wants to call himself.
No, come on, stop. There's no such thing.
And he took the country or the world of golf by storm. And I did feel like, my goodness, this dude wins every other time he steps on the course, which seemed incredible. But, Rob, I looked up some numbers, and I think these will surprise you, and I think these kind of tilt the scale. And we'll see which direction after I give the numbers. So we know Tiger was 21 when he won his first major. He won his first major he competed in, he won. All right? But Nicklaus won his second.
That was 1997. I got married April 5th, 1997. That was had to be like April 8th or something, right? Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Nicklaus won his second major he competed in. So it wasn't like, you know, Nicklaus was that far behind in that, okay? Tiger won 8 of his first 22 majors. Nicklaus won 7 of his first 22. So as much as it seemed like, man, Tiger's winning so often, Nicklaus was doing the same thing. And then I was looking at this thing that kind of measured them in their primes, okay? So it kind of takes away most of the years you were talking about with Tiger where he didn't win. And Tiger won, and Tiger competed in 64 majors, won 14, and finished out of the top 10 26 times. Now, here's Nicklaus. He competed in 70 majors, won 15, and was only out of the top 10 16 times. And then, so that's to the majors, and we know he won, 18? Tiger's got 15. So the majors, Nicklaus has the edge, not just in totals,
Not
finishing.
I didn't realize Nicklaus was that close, Chris, in the start of his career.
Right.
I didn't realize that. I thought Tiger was winning at an unprecedented rate, and it's not really.
I'm with you. That's why these numbers stunned me. And right. Here's where Tiger, you could say he's got the edge. He won, you know, you're talking about weekly tournaments, not majors.
No, he won a ton of weekly tournaments.
He won 25% of his tournaments. Nicklaus only won 18%.
Yeah.
So if those aren't finals, if you will. Those aren't playoff series. Those are, you know what I mean? Those are regular season awards if we want to compare it to like basketball or football. So
not a major, but just those weekly golf outings that you, tournaments that you're playing. Right.
So look, I've always felt, even if he didn't catch Nicholas, that Tiger's was the best. But I mean, Rob, looking at these numbers, it's hard for you to say, right? Nicholas, right. I mean, he won more majors. He, you know, finished out of the top 10 many fewer times in more, 16 times and out of the top 10 in 70 events. Tiger was 26 times out of the top 10 in 64 events.
Right. That's right around the same. And Nicholas has a better percentage.
Right.
And the 11-year drought, that hurts, Chris. 11 years, no matter what it was. I know some of it was injury, the incident with his wife,
all kind of that.
But 11 years, that's a long time.
All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If Tiger never golfs professionally again, does he still have a case as the greatest of all time? Or is it clearly Jack Nicklaus? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. This should be an interesting discussion. All you golfers out there, 877-99 on Fox. Is Tiger the GOAT or is it Jack Nicklaus? Your turn to weigh in. Let's hear what they say, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with, let's go with Alan in El Paso. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Hi, how are you all?
Man, we're doing good.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What do you got? Okay.
Well, what I have to say is I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, but I'm 69 years old, and I grew up watching Arnold and Jack, and I was never a Jack Nicklaus fan because I loved Arnold Palmer. But Jack Nicklaus is the GOAT, because if you check the records, Jack Nicklaus won 18 majors, but what you forgot to look up was Jack Nicklaus finished runner-up 19 times in the
majors.
That's
unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That's a good stat. I wonder what, Rob G., look up Tiger on that.
Yeah.
Tiger's runner-up
six times. Arnold Palmer is next with 10 runner-up finishes.
That's amazing. Wow. That stat I did not know.
That could seal it. Yeah. Six runner-ups. To 19.
Hey, Alan, you get the nugget of the day. That's a great nugget right there.
Good call. Yeah. Wow, Rob,
Appreciate it. That's huge.
Nah,
that's 19 times you finished second? 19 times?
So what it sounds like, I mean, when we're looking at these numbers, Nicklaus, when it came to the majors,
Nicklaus was far more consistent,
right? Consistently great than Tiger was. And you're right. Nope. I was thinking Tiger was winning at this unprecedented rate. And again, I'm not like a huge
expert, but that's what it seemed like when he burst on the scene.
Right.
And maybe part of it, Chris, also, let's just be honest, that he was a black golfer
no matter what he says he was.
He's a black golfer.
So it made it
like it was even more incredible, right?
No question. Can we be fair?
I
was going to say it. You're absolutely right. If he was white,
he might not be
in the GOAT conversation.
Yep.
I mean, he might be considered second best, but it might be more clear cut. Like, it might be like, it's not even a discussion.
No.
You know?
Not with the numbers.
Right. He became, obviously, a cultural icon. I agree with you, Rob.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Hey, Tom in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Look, I mean, those numbers are all great and everything like that, but no one Nicklaus-proofed the golf courses. Tiger was so good that they Tiger-proofed the golf courses to give everyone else a chance to win. Think about
that's
that
fair.
For a second.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because he was hitting
he
further than anybody,
the game
right?
More. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that Nicklaus changed the game. Tiger did change the game. Look at the golfers nowadays.
But Nicklaus was just the ultimate winner, though.
Right.
I mean,
is that enough to put him ahead of what Nicklaus did?
Tom, your point is well taken as well. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. What about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty? Is this Marty Rivers' dad? Hello?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm known as. Rivers the star. I'm just his dad.
Yeah,
I didn't know you knew golf, Marty.
Yeah, Marty.
Oh, I keep up with golf. I've followed Tiger's whole career. At one time I thought this conversation we were having right now in 2020 would be who's the second greatest golfer ever, because I thought Tiger would pass. But golf is such a mental sport when you got to be so focused when if other things in your life get on your mind and go awry. As we know, Tiger had some struggles. It affects your golf game because golf takes such focus. And it's unfortunate, but I was so happy to see him get things back together and win another major before he was done. When I heard the news today after Kobe last year, my first question was, is he okay? You know,
right. But, absolutely.
Everybody thought that Marty, like, oh, my God. Like, really?
Everybody thought about Kobe.
We got a lesson that, you know, these great athletes aren't immortal last year, and now we think about it differently, I think. But in this GOAT conversation, Jack's definitely got the feathers in his cap when it comes to career. I mean, Alan made the great point. The 19 runner-up. It's you against the course. And the 19 runner-ups and then the totals really say it for career-wise. Now, Tiger's got two feathers in his cap. One, obviously, being is they did change the game. He did change the game. They changed the courses. And if you're talking best in their prime, GOAT in their prime, Tiger has that big feather in his cap that he had all four majors at one time. And and that means something. That's real. That's dominance at its truest in golf that we've ever seen.
No, good call, Marty. That's very true. That's very true. So, all right, we're going to move over to some football with our friend Hugh Jackson. He'll join us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's a friend of the show, former NFL coach, full of football wisdom that we're going to pick his brain on, our man Hugh Jackson. Hugh, how are you?
What's up?
I'm doing good, Rob. What's going on, Chris? How you guys doing?
We are good,
doing
man.
Great.
It's always great to have you on the show. I mean, there's so much to talk about with quarterbacks. Now, let me start here. Seattle, there's talk now that could Russell Wilson be traded? Is it just me or I think it's crazy to even consider trading Russell Wilson if he hasn't gone to them and demanded or asked for a trade. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but obviously I think the conversation that was had here recently ruffled some feathers there somewhere. So
yes.
I think that's where that's coming from.
And Hugh, let me ask you this. I believe, and I Chris gets tired of me bringing it up, Pat Riley once said when he was coaching the Knicks, either you're in or you're out.
I'm just wondering where all the championships are.
Yeah, all that. I know. Either you're in or you're out. And sometimes if somebody doesn't want to be there, I don't want that guy on my team if you're not all the way in.
Oh, absolutely, because that guy, you know, one bad personality or one bad, you know, teammate can bring everybody down. I mean, coaching staff, players, everybody.
Right.
So there's no doubt about that.
Well, Hugh, I think, all right, let's go to Houston. Obviously, Deshaun Watson wants out. I would try to keep him, even though he wants out. I would try to keep him. What would, if you were in, whether it's David Culley's position or even the new GM, what would you do as far as trying to even get in front of Deshaun and just talk with him? I think he should sit down with him. But if you were in that situation, what would you do?
The first thing as a head coach, I would have hired a private investigator personally myself to know exactly where he is. And I'm going to be at every place he is. Mm. And I'm going to shoot my best shot and I'm going to take my experience. And if he is not receiving what I'm selling, then it's time to move on.
Right.
No, right, because you can't make somebody buy in.
I agree with that.
Right?
But you got to try. And maybe
absolutely.
they're trying. I'm with you. If he won't sit down and listen to you. That's one thing. But you got to try.
Yes.
And so
you
got to
put your best foot forward, and you got to do some uncommon things because this is an uncommon time. So you got to go find a way to get in front of him and shoot your best shot.
How about this, the Dak Prescott in Dallas? First of all, they just came out with a hype video about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you saw the shoe. Not one shot of Dak Prescott in it. I know he can be a free agent or whatever. It seemed kind of weird that they would put out something without him. He did play 3 or 4 games before he got hurt. Then they didn't sign him when they had the chance to. And, you know, the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Quarterback contracts don't go the other way. So it only costs you more money. And now they say they're still way far apart. One guy's coming off of injury. And the Cowboys were terrible last year and didn't make the playoffs. What is the problem here? Something tells me that the Cowboys aren't all the way in. Why do they still have this issue with Dak?
I think you said it, Rob. I mean, there's no question. You're not going to put out a hype video of the Dallas Cowboys and not include him.
Yes. Not
there's
one
a chance
shot.
He can be there. That's just, I hate to say it, but that's just like I'm thinking about the Eagles. They got a statue of Foles there outside their stadium. Are you kidding me? And your quarterback, your starting quarterback is Carson Wentz. I mean, it just didn't make any sense. So that makes no sense. And you're sending a message to the player, to his representatives, to the team. And so it makes no – and now we're far apart. Okay, I get it. He may be injured. But without him, you didn't play well.
Right.
And with him, you do. So I'm sure they're using their leverage. Dak's team is using their leverage. And obviously the Cowboys are trying to use their leverage. But it's bad business right now. Sign the man.
Right, one or the other.
Yes. You mentioned Carson Wentz. Do you think it's more likely that he returns to the form he showed in 2017 in Indianapolis, or that he continues to struggle and just is never, you know, a real franchise quarterback again?
Rob, I truly believe. I think he's going to return. I do. You know, having met with the young man, he is a little bit tougher than I think people think. But let's walk back through what this young man went through.
Right.
I mean, we have Foles, we got a statue, we bring in another quarterback. I mean, and I know everybody says, well, you can bring in any quarterback, but you bring in a quarterback to replace me. And I just had a guy win the Super Bowl, and I got this statue outside of the stadium. Let me tell you something, that's tough for a lot of people.
And let's be honest.
And now you have no offense. You have no offensive line to protect
you. Exactly. I was going to say they lost all their offensive line. They lost 10 of their 10 starters on offense last year. It was a mess. He didn't play well, but he sure didn't have a supporting cast around him as well. And now he's back with Frank Reich, right? Where he had success.
Yes, and that right there just rejuvenated the guy right there. I mean, I think we all can see it a little bit. Now, we wanted to see it live, you know, and in a game and those things, and I think you will. But I think what he needed is somebody to come back and really create the right environment for him again and let him go be Carson Wentz.
What like, Cam Newton now – you know, it seems like he wants to go back to New England. What do you see for the future with Cam? I think New England might be the only chance he gets to start, but what do you think the future holds for him?
I think what Cam said, I totally agree. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than him.
I agree with that. And I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah. I think if you give Cam an offseason, you give him an offseason and you create the right environment around him, just like people don't understand. I mean, and we still haven't talked about before COVID, he was lighting it up. And then after COVID, no one talks about what the effects of COVID was on these players.
You know what? And if he would have – remember, he's on the one-yard line against Seattle. That game was a big game. Remember, he couldn't get in?
Absolutely.
That was right there. And then he got COVID after that and was never the same. You remember that?
Yeah,
that is true.
And then we'll be having a whole different conversation. So do I believe he has a chance – absolutely he does. And you might, I mean, some people say the only place he can go back to is New England. I don't believe that. I think there's going to be somebody else who does their homework that say, you know what, this guy still has it and he can help us win. And but I'm not just saying that. I think he does. I really
isn't
do.
Isn't it,
I
though,
really
that, that some, like you said, there's probably not 32 quarterbacks better than him, but some teams are at different places. So there, some teams may have a young guy that Cam is better than at this point, but they want to go young. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not ready to try to win right away, so they would have this guy instead of a Cam.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're gonna deal with that because, you know, when you get a veteran quarterback, it's just what you're kind of getting at a little bit. You're talking about dollars. I mean, they want to be paid. Right. And so that's the other side of it. So, you know, I think that's what people are going to wrestle with a little bit. But at the same time, can he come in, rejuvenate a team, rejuvenate a fan base, create some excitement around the organization? Absolutely, he could.
And last thing, there's no truth to the rumor that Ben Roethlisberger met with the owner, Rooney, today, and he implied his own Rooney rule and said, you could stay with the Steelers if you play for a dollar because they don't want to pay.
You were kind to laugh at that, Hugh.
Hugh, thank you. You made my day, Hugh. Thank you, because I was working for that entertainment dollar. I appreciate it.
Let me tell you something. You did a hell of a job on that one.
Thank you. What are they going to do in Pittsburgh? Would you keep Ben? Or if you had a viable option, you probably would want to move on, wouldn't you?
Yes, and I say that because, I mean, it's time for the changing of the guard there. I mean, some of his most trusted protectors are gone now, you know, and they've retired. And so I understand Ben wants to come back and win and didn't feel like it was good the way it ended. But if you just look at the division now, it's all young quarterbacks.
Right.
Every last one of them, I mean, they've all turned over. And let's just be honest, it's time for Pittsburgh to turn it over. And so if I had an option that I thought was going to be a bridge for something that I was trying to do, I'd do it in a heartbeat because, one, I'm not going to pay him $41 million. I'm not going to pay him $21 million. And that's just where it is.
All right, Hugh, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you for joining
my man,
the
Hugh,
Odd Couple.
My man, made my day.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the opportunity.
Not many people laugh at his jokes, so that's what he's talking about. All right. Thanks, you. Have a good night. The NBA All-Star teams are set.
Uh-oh,
we'll tell you
Chris
where they got
upset.
It right. No, and more importantly, where they got it wrong. That's next, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, they just announced a couple hours ago, the reserves for the NBA All-Star game. Rob G, well, I'll give the starters in the conference, and Rob G, you announce the reserves, and then we'll go with the biggest snubs, if you will. In the East, the starters are Kyrie Irving and Bradley Beal in the backcourt, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, and Giannis Antetokounmpo as the starters.
And that should have had three starters.
I agree, totally. Rob G, are you there?
Yep, I got you. The Eastern Conference reserves: James Harden, Julius Randle, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, and Nikola Vucevic.
Gesundheit.
Here's what I'm going to say, Rob. First of all, look, it's hard to argue with those seven.
No,
it really
I agree
is.
With you.
You know? I mean, obviously you got Harden. He, like you said, he should have been a starter. I have no problem with the two guys, Jason Tatum.
Randle's played great for the Knicks this year.
Randle's played well, and they're in the playoff race right now. Zach LaVine, you know, obviously people are looking at, well, where's Trae Young? And Trae is everybody loves Trae. He's a small guy. He shoots
from the
logo.
They've been disappointing, though, Chris, with all the moves they made, no?
Yeah, little. They're still young. I hear you. I mean, they started out hot. They've been a
they
bit
did.
Disappointing.
They look like they had put together a nice little squad. I mean, I really thought they were going to move the needle. I did.
I thought they'd come back to earth, and they certainly have with a thud.
Right.
But look, Trae is very good. He made the All-Star team last year. I think he'll make several more. But Zach LaVine's numbers are better. all across the board, other than assists, he's averaging more points. He's shooting a higher percentage from the overall and from three. He's got more rebounds. I mean, Zach LaVine is balling, and they got a better record. So
that's the
like
end
you
of story.
Said, Julius Randle, how do I, you know, the one guy, even more than Trey, who I think has an argument, Rob, is Domantas Sabonis from Indiana. He's putting up 21 and 11. And shooting,
he got no love.
He got no. And they're, you know, they're like fourth in the East, Indiana. So that's a surprise. Could have been him over Vucevic, but Vucevic's numbers are ridiculous. 25 and 11, 40% from three. Let's go to the West. The starters out there, of course, on the front court, LeBron, Kawhi, and Nikola Jokic. And then in the back court, you had Steph Curry and Luka Doncic. Here's the reserves, Rob G.
Chris Paul, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion Williamson, and Anthony Davis.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got a problem with Zion?
Anthony.
Well, really?
Yeah, he didn't really.
Look, he's not going to play, so they're going to put a reserve
in there. No, I know, but Chris, you said it earlier. He got off to a really slow start, wasn't playing great.
I'm just saying, based off, he's still an all-star.
No, he's an all-star type player, but he didn't really play that. And I'm not going to Charles Barkley route or whatever. I'm just saying.
But you got to give me who
he got it on rep, though. He got it on rep.
Well, I think it's this way. I think his rep, we expect more. And you're right. I do think he's been disappointing by his standards.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's still giving you 22-8, great defense. And shooting over 50% from the floor. So I think it's fair. I'm with you that he's been disappointing, but I also think he's been an all-star. I feel for Devin Booker. Maybe he'll get the nod when Anthony Davis isn't on there. DeMar DeRozan. Look, honestly, DeMar deserves it over Zion. I'm glad to see Zion. He's fun to watch. It'll be great. But DeMar, you know, Spurs are winning a lot more. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.